In the first reading today, we hear St. Paul glorifying God because he has given to the Corinthians all the graces that they needed. He said, even as the witness of Jesus Christ has been made so firm that you lack no grace while awaiting the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also keep you secure unto the end. Those are absolutely critical words, because you recognize the Lord has given to you everything that is necessary to remain faithful. We're about to go into some really, really bad times. And the question isn't whether God is with us. The question, as always, is whether we're going to be with him. He has given us everything that we need, every grace, as St. Paul said, to remain firm. Now, again, you might look at it and say, oh, but these are pagan converts that he's writing to. So, yes, he was there with them for a couple of years, and he was teaching them and preaching to them. But these were not talking about necessarily people who are mystics and great saints. These are the ordinary people of Corinth who were converts to the faith. And St. Paul is saying that God has given you every grace necessary to remain firm unto the end, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're not at the time of the second coming yet, but we are at the end of an era. And things are going to get, as we know, really, really bad. So brace yourself, because it's coming. Right now, there are two things that are standing in the way of what these people want. One is the United States of America, and the other is the Catholic Church. The United States, because of the Constitution we have and the freedoms that we have, they have to get rid of it. It has to go. And that's what they're trying desperately to do. They're already implementing all their garbage everywhere else in the world. They're taking away everybody's freedom. And, of course, they're taking ours away, too. Just look at some of these polls that have come out recently, where you have almost half of the people in America who want to have free speech taken away. Really? And 26% of people in America think that it's perfectly okay to commit violence against a political opponent as long as that's not the person you want to get into office. Yeah, welcome to America. So you can see the road they've got us on. As Father Ripberger pointed out, in just over a month, we have a choice of whether we are going to be a communist country, officially, we've already been doing it for a long time, but officially, or whether we're going to reject it. That's where we're at. Satan is this far away from getting what he has wanted from the beginning. So that's the American part. They've got to get rid of the Constitution. They've got to get rid of these horrible, horrible things that say that you have a right, a God-given right to certain things. You see, what they want is for you to have certain liberties that the government gives you. But see, if it's a right, that means it comes from God, and that means they can't take it away from you. It's not given by the government. That's given by God. They don't want God. They want to try to play God. So they will determine what rights we can have and cannot. Needless to say, that needs to go. And then the church. Throughout history, we could say that in a positive way, that the church is standing in their way. Right now, we have to say it in the negative way. The church isn't going fast enough. They need to get this new liturgy put in. They need to bring all the heresies in. They need to be able to reject the salvation in Jesus Christ. They're doing a fine job of it. But it's not moving quite quickly enough for them, because a one-world government needs a one-world religion. So the two have to work together. That's what we see happening. Look at the hierarchy. Look at what's coming out of Rome. Look at the stupidity that we're dealing with. I said to one of my friends the other day, I'm so frustrated spending so much time in homilies trying to correct what the Pope said instead of preaching the gospel. What a travesty. Throughout history, we've always been able to say, if the Pope said it, then it's true. Now we have to say, well, here's what the Pope said. No, that's heresy. Sorry. We can't buy that garbage. How horrible. And so we see what's going on, and we see where it's headed. And this is why we need to make sure that, okay, what am I going to be doing? The Lord has given you every grace necessary, and He will continue to. Remember, St. Paul said, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. Well, sin is abounding, and it's going to be far greater, which means that the graces available to us are beyond anything that has ever been available in human history. And they were there for us. Remember when Our Lady was asked on the miraculous medal, what are those rays coming out from her hands? And she said, those are the graces that people have rejected. Well, if other people are rejecting them, that means that they're there for you. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is open your heart to receive them. So we have an absolute abundance of grace that is available. But we have to cooperate. There is nothing lacking on God's side. And so if we don't remain faithful, that's not His fault. It's ours. Either because we stopped praying, or because we decided that it's more important to fit in, or because we were scared, or because we didn't trust that God would provide, because after all, you know, how am I going to be able to make it if I don't have a freezer full of food and if I don't have a bank account full of money? Who cares? They're going to crash it all anyway, so it isn't going to be worth anything. But regardless, we get all these goofball ideas as though somehow God can't handle this. Remember, Moses had the same problem. Right, there's 1.5 million. How are you going to feed 1.5 million people out in the desert? God says, is it too difficult for me to feed 1.5 million people? And he did it every day for 40 years. And not only the food, but the water out in the desert, coming out of a rock. God can handle it all. Do we trust Him to do so? That's where the rubber is going to meet the road. That's the opportunity that we have. You see, it's been so easy, in a sense, to be Catholic. But in that easiness, what's happened is that we've forgotten how to practice our faith. We've learned it. We know it in our heads. But putting it into practice and living it day to day, that's the hard part. And that's what we have lost. The early Christians had to practice it. They were different from everyone else. They went against the current of the society, and they paid for it. Many people were martyred. They suffered. But they had to put their faith into practice, and they had to trust God. And He took care of them. We haven't had to worry about that because we've been able to trust in our finances, and we've been able to trust in the grocery store, and we've been able to trust in the supply chain, and we've been able to trust in everything else. So we haven't had to trust God. Well, guess what? We get to now. Are we going to do it? That's the real question. You see, this is why I keep telling you, this is the greatest time in the history to be alive if you want to be a saint. Not only because of the things that are going to be going on around us, not only because the church is going to be crucified, but because you and I actually have an opportunity to live our faith, to put it into practice, practically, not just, well, I practice my faith because I go to Mass and I pray the rosary. That's fantastic and need to do that. Might not be able to get to Mass, but at least you can still pray the rosary. But it's more than just that. This will be 24 hours a day that we're going to have to practice it. We're going to have absolute confidence in the Lord. We are going to have to put our prayer of faith into practice, and there are going to be many who will be martyred because of it. Are we ready? Are we willing? That's what we have to look at. The grace is there. There's nothing lacking in the grace. What's lacking is on our side. And so St. Paul is praising God because he's given them everything they need. And you and I can do the same thing. Praise the Lord. Look at what he's providing for us. Now we have to look at ourselves. Say, yes, God is giving me everything I need to remain faithful. God is giving me everything that I need to be able to do this. I have to cooperate. I have to make sure that I am praying and not just saying prayers. I'm looking for union with Jesus. I am striving in the depth of my heart to really seek him and unite myself with him. I need to be putting it into practice through charity and through all the different aspects of what it is that we're supposed to be doing. I need to be living this because I have to be the light in the darkness that is out in the world. All these different things day to day, what kind of words are coming out of our mouths? Not only get rid of the filth, but I'm saying speak the word of God. Be able to bring to people hope. Be able to tell them the truth. Those are the kinds of things that they're going to need because we live in a world that doesn't have hope and we live in a world that doesn't have truth. But we have it. Are we willing to bring it to others? Are we willing to practice it? Are we willing to do what we need to do? These are the kinds of things that we have to look at. Are we willing to stand out, to be different, to be rejected, whatever you want to say? That doesn't come easily. And it's not fun. But look at the cross. That didn't come easy, and that wasn't fun either. That's the one we're following. Not the warm, fuzzy Jesus, not my little buddy Jesus, Jesus Christ crucified. That's where we're headed. That's the one we need to look at and keep our focus on. And what a privilege to be able to be part of this. It is the single greatest privilege any Christian person has been given in 2,000 years. And you get to be part of it. And all the grace is there for you. We just have to choose it. And we have to choose to cooperate so that we can actually become the saints that God has called us to be, so that we can actually remain, as St. Paul said, secure unto the end and unimpeachable to the day of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.